Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. This week we're looking at the topic of self-denial, why people would willingly deny themselves something good in life, like ice cream, for some greater good. We're looking at Jesus' teaching from the Sermon on the Mount, where he said the following. When you do fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So Jesus was talking about fasting here, willingly going without food for religious reasons. People still fast today. People are having surgery, need to go without food in order to get ready for that. They're pursuing a greater good of surgery, of getting well through that surgery. So they willingly deprive themselves of food in order to best be prepared for that occasion. And in the same way, people in his Jewish culture, Jesus' culture, would have willingly deprived themselves of food on certain days of the year or for certain reasons. This was a pretty common practice. And Jesus is not condemning the practice here. He's actually assuming that his followers will fast. He says, when you fast. He wants them to do it differently, however, from the Pharisees. He wants them to fast for different reasons, for different motivations. We've already looked at two things like this. We've looked at generosity. Jesus assumes his followers are going to give generously, just wants them to do it differently for different reasons. Talked about prayer. He assumes his followers are going to pray, much like the other religious people of their day, the Pharisees. Just wants them to do it differently for different reasons. And today too, with fasting, he wants them to continue that practice, but for the right reasons. Jesus himself was known to fast, and so it was clearly not something he was going to condemn, but it's also not something he wants people to just wholeheartedly adopt in the same manner that others were, because many people were fasting for their own benefit. And as usual, Jesus wants to go to the inner motivations of people, not just the outer religious experience. Throughout the Bible, fasting was seen as a sign of humility, a way to willingly deprive ourselves of something, to remember that God had given it all to us, in order to rely wholeheartedly on God in a very humble fashion. And so it's ridiculous to imagine that people like the Pharisees were fasting, a sign of humility, in order to puff themselves up, in order to make themselves look better. They wanted everybody to know that they were fasting, and so Jesus suggests here that they've been intentionally disfiguring themselves. He wants his followers to avoid all that. Make sure nobody even knows that you've been fasting. Don't go and make your face look ashen by rubbing ashes on it. Don't go and make sure everybody knows that you're fasting by looking sickly, as if you have gone without food for days. When you fast, he says to his followers, make sure nobody knows. Wash your face. Good hygiene. That was normal. He's not telling them to do anything out of the ordinary. He's saying, go about your normal routine. Try to look as normal as possible when you're fasting. It's kind of ridiculous to imagine people trying to act humble in order to build themselves up, but it happens all the time. Think of people in job interviews, right? Somebody asks what you've been part of, what you've done. We're always trying to balance our humility with clearly communicating to somebody who we are and what we can do. It's a tough balancing act because humility is valued in our culture to a degree. You know, it's almost a joke that every Oscar winner needs to make sure they thank God, whether they really believe he had anything to do with their success or not. People were so taken this year, though, not by the false humility of people saying, oh, I thank God, but rather of Jennifer Lawrence and her very humble interview after the Oscars when she was backstage that just revealed a very genuine human being. People were surprised to see that because they're so used to people having this false humility of thanking everyone and trying to downplay their own success when they're the ones holding the golden statue. So false humility is something very real in our culture. And Jesus saw it in his culture too. People fasting and making sure everybody knew it, making sure they looked sickly, covering their heads with sackcloths, putting ashes on their faces to make sure everybody knew just how humble they were, which was totally ridiculous, and Jesus called it what it was. So here's a question for you to consider. Have you ever needed to prove your humility to someone, and how did you do it? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.